Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. Songs do a great job of communicating the Word of God. One of the themes that I hear in June Murphy's songs is an underlying truth about the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Lord Jesus Christ is more than just a concept. The Lord Jesus Christ is actually a person. And as a Christian, as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ who is involved in Christianity, I know that Christianity is not a religion. It's a relationship with the person of Christ. And relationships need to be nurtured. Today you'll hear a song from June Murphy's latest album, the You Ran After Me album. Today's song is called Hero. Now, one of the terms you hear used quite frequently in the world is the term role model. The thought behind the term is that all of us should find a person whose thoughts, behaviors, example, and success we can copy. Well, I've always thought the whole idea of a role model is just stupid. If God created you as a totally unique person, as evidenced by your fingerprints, which no one else in the world has, why would you ever consider copying anyone? Instead, why not discover your own uniqueness? Why not find out what your unique contribution to the world can be? But I guess if you wanted to follow the example of any person, my suggestion would be to follow the example of the Lord Jesus Christ. When the Lord saw that his creatures had created a predicament for themselves that they were helpless to solve, he took on the form of true humanity to die in our place. John chapter 1, verse 14 says, "And the Word, the Lord, 100% God the Son, deity, became flesh, Jesus Christ, as 100% true humanity, and tabernacled among us, the uniquely born person of the universe, the Lord Jesus Christ, 100% God and 100% man and one person forever. And we beheld his glory, glory as of the uniquely born one from the source of God the Father, full of grace and full of truth. He distinguished himself from other human beings by being born of a virgin." Luke chapter 1, verses 30 to 35 say this, "The angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God.'" Luke 1:31, "And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus." Luke 1:32, "He will be great, and he will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God, God the Father, will give Jesus the throne of his father David." Luke 1:33, "And Jesus will reign over the house of Jacob, Israel, forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Luke 1:34, "Mary said to the angel, 'How can this be? How can I conceive in my womb and bear a son since I am a virgin?'" Luke 1:35, "The angel answered and said to her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God.'" Well, in seeing that passage, we're seeing the making of a hero. Here's June Murphy to sing about our hero, the Lord Jesus Christ, in her song called Hero.
Full of God and full.
Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, God the Father demonstrates his own unconditional love toward all mankind in that while we were yet sinners, while we were ungodly, unrighteous, unbelievers, Christ died instead of us. What's the greatest testimony of a hero? John chapter 15, verse 13, greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friend. Thanks, June, for reminding us about why we love our hero, the Lord Jesus Christ, because he laid down his life for us. Psalm 95:1 says, Oh, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. And we dedicate the closing moments of our lesson today to anyone watching or to anyone listening who doesn't have a relationship with the one and only God, the Lord, the faithful God who loves you unconditionally, who forgives all your sins, the one who wants to make you his possession, turning you into spiritual royalty, a God who wants you to be born again, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 31 says, And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. In John chapter 3, verse 36, the Lord himself says, He who believes in the Son has eternal life, the resurrection life right at that moment. But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see the resurrection life, but the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him. Right now, if you want to be born again, you can call on the name of the Lord by telling God the Father that you believe in his Son, and that's the moment of eternal life for you. A simple five-word request gets you to heaven. Father, I believe in Christ. For a thief being crucified next to Jesus, it was a nine-word request. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43 say this, And the repentant thief was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is the best and most important decision you can make in your lifetime. You won't ever regret believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and counting on him to accomplish your salvation. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Then get to know him, grow by means of grace in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Come on out of slavery to Satan and into the freedom of being a bondservant to God, living the resurrection life. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. We have a new lesson every week to edify your spiritual life, and you can hear all of June's music there. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.